You don't need God to get, you just thank the Lord.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, December, what is it? December 7th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Apparently it's going to be a wild ride this week. We're already having technical difficulties. Systems are locking up and things right on schedule. So that's fun. This is the week the Electoral College meets, so that should be interesting. John Brennan's on C-SPAN this morning, and apparently Tom Hanks is trending. So the QAnon fans are, I don't know what you do with that, but maybe you're just supposed to wait a little bit longer. Personally, I think it's a convenient distraction to keep people sort of medicated. So a little bit of theater to keep people inactive. I'm gonna focus on a couple of things this week. Actually, I'm gonna try to focus on what matters. Essentially, I think it's gonna be a really interesting next few weeks with the talk of a vaccine coming, which I think is insane. Personally, we've talked about the fact that they're before all of this warp speed nonsense, there was no coronavirus vaccine, despite the fact that it had been worked on for decades, literally decades already. And as Peter Hotez, one of the godfathers of the vaccine industry, a man who had the audacity to write a book titled Vaccines Didn't Cause Rachel's Autism, speaking of his own child. Even Peter Hotez testified in Congress earlier this year that this whole push, this Operation Warp Speed, particularly with regard to coronavirus and mRNA vaccines, is probably, you know, the mRNA technology in particular is not something you want to rush. He testified that the last time we tried a coronavirus vaccine was when researchers encountered immune enhancement, which caused cytokine storms, and that in turn was very catastrophic in terms of side effects, to say the least. So no coronavirus vaccine before this warp speed nonsense, despite decades worth of research. And the reason for that is because, it killed some of the test subjects, a couple of children, in fact, back in the late 60s. And then, of course, the mRNA vaccine, same thing. You know, I talked earlier this year how even Wikipedia mentioned there was no mRNA vaccine approved for human use. So what do you do? You know, what do you do? People are obviously not thinking logically. Jeffrey Tucker wrote one article that's interesting. I'll mention that in a little bit, but I'm going to try to focus on things that matter. What can you do? I mean, we should talk about some of the specifics, but Jeffrey Tucker's article, the reason I mention it is because he pointed out that basically because of this crazy media coverage, people just don't know which end is up, I think, generally speaking. And I've seen, for example, people wearing masks who don't need to, even according to the guidance, which is interesting. Why would you do that? You don't need to. And I think it's because people are beleaguered, and exactly what we see in Biderman's chart of coercion is happening. So I'm going to try to focus on what matters. You know, what is, let's just go back to basics. What is a case, for example? What does a PCR test act?
One morning I woke up and I knew you were gone. A new day, a new way, and new eyes were still on. Lord, the way I thought mine kept on. The sky is clearing and the night is bright. The sun, he come, the world is all around. Rejoice, rejoice, we have no choice but to carry on. The fortunes of fables are able to dissolve. Now witness the quickness with which we evolve. To sing the blues, you got to live the dues and all.
Just look what's going on with the elections. Anyway, here's just a little bit of Sidney Powell's appearance on with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend. Go ahead, please.
According to public records, Dominion voting machines are used in 2,000 jurisdictions in 30 states. According to experts, if one site has a flaw, other sites are likely to as well, which is why Texas rejected using Dominion software three times, raising concerns that the system was not safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation. That's troubling, given we already know that at least two software glitches in Georgia and Michigan occurred on election night, Attorney Sidney Powell is leading the charge against Dominion, and she says she has enough evidence of fraud to launch a massive criminal investigation. Sidney, thanks very much for being here. We appreciate your time this morning. I want to get right into it. We just heard about the software made by Smartmatic from Rudy, and I want to get your take on what you report, what you and I spoke about just a few minutes ago, and that is a gentleman named Peter Neffinger. Tell me how he fits into all of this.
Yes, well, he is listed as its former Admiral Peter Neffinger, or retired Admiral Peter Neffinger. He is president and on the board of directors of Smartmatic. And it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team that's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
Wow. So, Sidney, you feel that you will be able to prove this. Do you have the software in your possession? Do you have the hardware in your possession? How will you prove this, Sidney?
Well, I've got lots of ways to prove it, Maria, but I'm not going to tell on national TV what all we have. I just can't do that.
Okay, but you have a small time frame here. The elections are supposed to be certified in early December. Do you believe that you can present this to the courts and be successful within this just couple of weeks?
Well, let me put it this way. First of all, I never say anything I can't prove. Secondly, the evidence is coming in so fast, I can't even process it all. Millions of Americans have written, I would say by now, definitely hundreds of thousands have stepped forward with their different experiences of voter fraud. But this is a massive election fraud, and I'm very concerned it involved not only Dominion and its Smartmatic software, but that the software essentially was used by other election machines also. It's the software that was the problem. Even their own manual explains how votes can be wiped away. They can put, it's like drag and drop Trump votes to a separate folder and then delete that folder. It's absolutely brazen how people bought this system and why they bought this system. In fact, every state that bought Dominion for sure should have a criminal investigation or at least a serious investigation of the officers in the states who bought the software. We've even got evidence of some kickbacks, essentially.
Kickbacks. I want to take a short break and come back on that. Welcome back. We are back with attorney Sidney Powell, who's part of President Trump's legal team. Sidney, before we went to the break, we talked about, you said that there may have been kickbacks to some people who accepted the Dominion software. Tell me what you mean.
Well, I mean, we are collecting evidence now from various whistleblowers that are aware of substantial sums of money being given to family members of state officials who bought the software. I mean, we're talking about $100 million packages for new voting machines suddenly in multiple states, and benefits ranging from financial benefits for family members to sort of what I would call election insurance, because they know that they can win the election if they are using that software. It's really an insidious, corrupt system, and I can't tell you how livid I am with our government for not paying attention to complaints even brought by Democrats, Carolyn Maloney, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, over the last several years in written letters with expert reports and some documentation of how corrupt this software is, and nobody in our government has paid any attention to it, which makes me wonder how much the CIA has used it for its own benefit in different places, and why Gina Haspel is still there and the CIA is beyond my comprehension. She should be fired immediately.
That's probably
which governor,
that's probably a good spot to jump in. So it's interesting. I mean, I just talked about, I call it DVS, DVS, Dominion Voting Services. It's interesting the initials are DVS. With all of this, I mean, I mentioned last week that even the Wikipedia page for, what is it, Premier Election Services, reads like a mobster's rap sheet. So what Sidney Powell talked about, I mean, it's an interesting situation, and there seems to be a lot of smoke, but I think a lot of the smoke is more agitprop than, you know, related to fire necessarily. But these issues that she just talked about in that interview go back decades. Week, including including, you know, what is a case, what does a case represent, what do tests represent in the world. We got some strange stuff going on, folks. I don't know. Darn it. What the hell? All right. So I'm going to try to focus on what matters, and hopefully in this next break we'll get all of this nonsense straightened out. Anyway, I mentioned last week Lawrence Huntoon's editorial in JPANS, the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, volume 25, number 3, fall of 2020, titled CDC, Bias and Disturbing Conflicts of Interest. I think I'll start there in the next segment, and we'll go through that. If you haven't read it, I'll just read it for you, I guess. And I would highly encourage folks to circulate this, because I think it answers questions that people have, legitimate questions, like, why would the government, is that a question that you've heard? I know I've heard it. Why would the government? Well, Lawrence Huntoon, who is the editor-in-chief of the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, an MD and a PhD, kind of like these public health types, public policy types, He's not an MPH, to my understanding, but, you know, he is the editor-in-chief of a respected medical journal, and he wrote an editorial explaining, from what I would call an unimpeachable position, why the question, why would the government, is somewhat erroneous. And he points out in his op-ed a four-month investigation conducted by United Press International. This is sort of in the middle of the editorial, but I'm skipping ahead just in the interest of time here to showcase this.
A four-month investigation conducted by United Press International found a pattern of serious problems. Quote, a pattern of serious problems linked to vaccines recommended by the CDC, a web of close ties between the agency and the companies that make the vaccines. And so from the investigation, quote, the CDC is, well, actually, excuse me, from the investigation, the CDC is a disgrace. It is a corrupt organization, said Stephen A. Scheller, a Philadelphia attorney who has sued vaccine manufacturers for what he says were bad vaccines. Quote, the drug companies have them on their payroll. And that's the short version. I'll get to the rest here in the next segment, but I think that's where we start this week. I'm going to try to go through some things this week, including this, the corruption in government agencies, and, the fact that you can't expect government agencies to behave as we would think. And I'll get into why during today's broadcast. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
me back to. I don't know what in the world is going on, but we are we are having some major issues. It is not funny, but if you don't laugh, you know, you want to start drinking at this hour on Monday morning. It seems like it's going to be one of those weeks. I started out today's broadcast talking about, you know, the Electoral College's meeting. I really feel like there's just some high-level action that's taking place these days, and nefarious forces are basically boasting. You know, they have this technology that can mask or cloak bad guy operations in the flurry of activity that can be generated by machine learning, artificial intelligence, that kind of stuff. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing. I mean, we're at a point now in society where we're sort of captive or hostage to technology. And, you know, technology, I suppose, can be a good thing when it's not, when it's, as long as it's the servant and not the master, and it feels like it's being used in some cases as the master. I mean, you know, the flurry of stories that rattle through the echo chamber, for example, that come off the press. And I've talked about tools that were created by institutions that at this point we could argue are bad guy institutions, like Palantir, for example, gone rogue, if it wasn't rogue always. And, you know, so these applications to basically ferret out where things came from. And you, if you look at some of the think tanks, I've talked about some of the reports that think tanks in academia are putting out, studying who's trending on social media and on what subjects with regard to flooding the zone and making sure that they counter any effective messaging and silence any opposition to the narrative. So it's interesting to see all that stuff happen. I said earlier, I want to focus on what matters this week and try to get back to basics, kind of what I was saying. And one of the ways that I intend to do that is by going through Jeffrey Tucker's November 20, 2020 article over at the American Institute for Economic Research titled "The Blizzard of Bogus Journalism on COVID." I think it's a great article. I think it sort of goes with Roger Koop's article over at American Institute for Economic Research, his October 16 article titled "The Year of Disguises." And that's another good one. And basically the premise in Roger Koop's article is, as he puts it, 2020 is a year of disguises. Some examples include computer models, computer models/modelers disguised as science or scientists, quote unquote. Tyrants, dictators, totalitarians disguised as elected officials, propaganda machines disguised as news sources, brainwashing disguised as information, and all of these are in quotes, of course, information, quote unquote, censorship disguised as public health safeguard, panic and fear disguised as social responsibility. Even the virus itself has been disguised by humans as an apocalypse, quote unquote. But the last part is not the doing of the virus, but the doings of a select number of humans who are responsible for many of the other disguises as well. And if you look at the totality of events in 2020, it is clear that the average citizen has been treated generally less than human, certainly not as adults in any case. I believe we are in as great a crisis as a species as we've ever been. The crisis is not from some seasonal virus, which is a health issue, he adds parenthetically, but it is from ourselves and what we have developed into as a species. Parenthetically, he adds social, cultural, ideological issues. And he goes through the debate. He says, I have debated with myself on how to approach the following essay. Under normal circumstances, it would be easy. Topic has been so warped and sensationalized into political and social hyperbole, it is difficult to get a handle on it. I could go at it strictly from a scientific perspective, but that would tune many people out. After about 2 weeks of my own internal debate and several versions, I have decided to treat the readers of this essay as human adults. I will try not to get too technical, but rather use rational arguments to approach the issue of viral infection from a perspective of the virus molecule outside of the host, i.e. the natural environment. Computer modeling is a tool, not the tool. The model is only as good as the assumptions put into the model. And I guess that reminds me of April 2019 installment from TrueStream Media, The Myth of the Unbiased Search Engine. Remember that? And the description, people don't seem to realize this, but it has been proven in studies, and it isn't a conspiracy theory. Search engine results are not uniform and strictly based on what people are searching for. As Swedish author and journalist Andreas Ekström reminds us, quote, behind every algorithm is a set of personal beliefs that no code can ever completely eradicate. This is going to become much more important in the future as major tech companies have put themselves into a position of not only controlling the flow of information on certain topics, but they are crowning themselves as arbiters of truth and straight up openly censoring now. And, if you think this is a joke, if, you know, some people I think this is sort of a quippy little thing. In the software development community in particular, you can go to Wikipedia and look up what the BDFL represents, the Benevolent Dictator for Life. This is a software development term that was originally attributed to Guido Van Rossum, the creator of the Python programming language. And you can see that this is, it's sort of common vernacular in the software world. And so when you have someone like Eric Schmidt saying, well, there should be one right answer for every question, indiscriminately making that statement, even for things that are more opinion-based than fact-based, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, I guess the beholder is just Eric Schmidt. And so he is the BDFL for search as far as he's concerned. The Benevolent Dictator for Life. Crowning himself the arbiter of truth. And, so their article and video were published last year, but this is a much more serious issue now, isn't it? And I think they saw this coming. So anyway, we'll try to focus on some important things. I'll get back to this week, that is. I'll get back to Roger Koop's article, which I think is fantastic. Again, I think it's a companion to Jeffrey Tucker's The Blizzard of Bogus Journalism on COVID, which was published November 20th, also over at the American Institute for Economic Research. And it's just, it's fascinating. You know, one of the, just as a momentary aside, one of the bits of data that I believe it's Roger's article, cites, well, let me see. I can find it real fast. No. Must be Jeffrey's. Blizzard of Bogus Journalism. Yeah. Both are data-based, level-headed treatments of the subject. So this excerpt from Jeffrey Tucker's article, The Blizzard of Bogus Journalism on COVID. You know, where do you jump in? So he says, let's finally deal with Salon's attack on Great Barrington Declaration. Co-creator Jayanta Bhattacharya, Jay Bhattacharya. Here is a piece that made the following claim of the infection fatality rate. Quote, the accepted figure of 2 to 3% or higher, end quote. That's an astonishing number and basically nuts. 10 million people will die in the U.S. alone based on that number. Here is what the CDC says, and he has linked to the CDC's COVID-19 pandemic planning scenarios, which was last updated September 10, 2020, published earlier, I think, in May. This document was first posted on May 20th, 2020, with the understanding that the parameter values in each scenario would be updated and augmented over time as we learn more about the epidemiology of COVID-19. The September 10 date is based on data received by CDC through August 8, 2020. So are you saying the CDC is reliable or corrupt? I'm saying both. And again, Lawrence Antunes' editorial explains. I'll let Lawrence explain for himself when I go through that, which I will. So, again, from Jeffrey Tucker's article, here is what the CDC says concerning the wildly disparate risk factors based on age. And so they have five scenarios, and they explain how they arrive at the modeling for those five scenarios. And I won't go through that, but, you know, they – scenario one, for example – well, they explain box one, description of the five COVID-19 pandemic planning scenarios. For each pandemic planning scenario, parameter value for viral transmissibility is the basic reproduction number, or R-naught. Parameter value for disease severity is the infection fatality ratio, or the IFR. And parameter values for the pre-symptomatic and asymptomatic contribution to disease transmission are percentage of transmission occurring prior to symptom onset, percentage of infections that are asymptomatic and infectious and asymptomatic individuals relative to symptomatic individuals. And so they take those parameters and mix them up a little bit. Lower bound values for virus transmissibility and disease severity, lower percentage. So scenario one is conservative. Scenarios 2, 3, and 4 are more aggressive in a mix of ways. And then scenario 5 is what they call current best estimate. And so when you look at those numbers, the infection fatality ratio is minuscule. Even so, skipping scenarios 1 through 4, going to scenario 5, current best estimate, to Jeffrey Tucker's point, in age groups 0 to 19 years, 20 to 49 years, 50 to 69 years, and 70 plus years, the infection fatality rate is virtually non-existent. You know, once you get up to 70 plus years, the IFR is 0.054. And so on down from, you know, age groups descending, 50 to 69 year old age group, 0.005 IFR, 20 to 49 year old age group, 0.0002 IFR. 0 to 19 years, this is why people have been saying since the beginning, children should be in school. This is one of the reasons anyway, 0.00003 IFR is what the CDC actually says. And so, you know, Jeffrey Tucker is trying to say, what is with the hysteria? So after he cites that, the CDC's documentation on pandemic planning scenarios, he writes, these data are not inconsistent with the World Health Organization's suggestion that the infection fatality rate for people under 70 years of age is closer to 0.05%. The article further claims that, quote, herd immunity, this is the Salon hit piece on Jay Bhattacharya, that is, claims that, quote, herd immunity may not even be possible for COVID-19, given that infection appears to only confer transient immunity, end quote. And yet, the New York Times just wrote that, quote, how long might immunity to the coronavirus last? Years, maybe even decades, according to a new study. The most hopeful answer yet to a question that has shadowed plans for widespread vaccination. Ah, so if you want to do that, then you better say maybe the immunity doesn't last so long, right? New York Times piece goes on with even more of an explainer. So what is going on? Well, we'll try to sort all that out this week and get to the bottom of things so that we can stand firm. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Xtendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, December 7th, 2020. Another thing I mentioned earlier we'll have to get into this week is the Electoral College, obviously, as things continue to heat up on that front. And so we'll talk about that this week too. Operational readiness, I suppose, and I need to do that myself because it seems that's going to be important. So, second hour coming up, I'll draw from Lawrence Untune's CDC Bias and Disturbing Conflicts of Interest. I think it's important to start there. Again, to sort of answer the question, but why would government? Which is a slightly erroneous question. They're captured agencies. And in addition to that, you have the administrative fourth branch issue. I've talked about that for years, tried to decry why it's so important, and now we're starting to see it. People are saying, well, wait a minute, you have all of this corruption in these agencies, you know, at the leadership level, and people are being pressured. Yeah, that's an acknowledged, publicly acknowledged fact. There's data that's being manipulated, misrepresented to Congress and so forth. Really? Yeah. Well, then why doesn't someone do anything? Well, people have tried. It's an independent administrative fourth branch agency. And I've talked about R.J. Pastrito's The Birth of the Administrative State, where it came from and what it means for limited government. And he quotes Gary Lawson in The Rise and Rise of the Administrative State. And if you don't understand how absurd the circular reasoning is that applies to administrative agencies, I guess we'll have to revisit that. But most people have no idea. these agencies have consolidated all three duly constituted branches effectively unto themselves, and they are accountable to and beholden to no one. And that's not an exaggeration. Probably an understatement, actually. And I'll probably get into that as well. I think we're seeing why it's so important right now. Second hour coming up, we'll start with the phones. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.